Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast, where you'll learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secure retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in, because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast. I'm the Big Mike, Mike Zlotnik. Today it is my distinct pleasure and a privilege to welcome a brother from the Collective Genius Mastermind, Jay Connor. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Mike. How in the world are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic here in Eastern North Carolina. The sun is shining. We're doing real estate deals, and private lenders are funding our deals.
That's great to hear. And you are from Moorhead, North Carolina. It's beautiful, small city on the water. And
the weather
is certainly a little nicer than Brooklyn, New York, I'm sure.
Yeah. Moorhead City, Mike. Actually, Moorhead City, North Carolina only has 8,000 people in the township. And my total target market, where we invest in single family houses primarily, has only got 40,000 people. So I'm a big fish in a little pond.
I appreciate your clarification. I was going to say big shark in a small pond. Yeah, eating all the small fishes, but you're a kind shark. Let me put it this way.
Well, I try to be. I try to be.
So let's talk about something that you are very good at. And because you're a small city, you're raising a lot of private money for your deals. Let's talk about raising small money, call it mom and pop money, for real estate deals, right?
It's sure.
Very, very powerful concept. And mom and pop money is very, very favorable to you as a project sponsor, as a operator, as a fix and flipper, because it's generally friendly. It's soft money.
Yes. Yeah, very friendly. Yeah. You know, I started investing in single family houses here in Eastern North Carolina, Mike, 15 years ago. And the first time or the first 6 years that I was investing, I was totally relying on local banks and mortgage companies and the traditional ways to fund my deals. And Mike, I remember it as though it was yesterday. My banker's name was Steve. The operative word was Steve. So I'd had this conversation with Steve many times. I called up Steve. And this was in January of 2009, okay? And I called up Steve, and I had two houses under contract to buy. I'd had this conversation with Steve many times, and I told Steve about the deals, when I wanted to close. And these two deals, Mike, represented over $100,000 in profit. And so Steve went quiet on me on the other end of the line, which is never a good sign. He cleared his throat and he said, Jay, I'm sorry to tell you, but the bank has collapsed your line of credit. You have no line of credit. And I said, my lands. My first thought was, I wish I'd known that before I put earnest money, you know, on those properties. And then secondly, I said, what am I going to do? So I had a choice. I could quit, or I could look for a better way. So I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money. I learned the term from you in Collective Genius, mom and pop money, as opposed to, say, the hard money, traditional broker money. And so in less than 90 days after I learned about the mom and pop money, I was able to raise just $2,150,000 in 90 days, which on the big picture isn't a lot of money.
Jay, it's phenomenal.
Let
me give you all the credit where it's due. If you have started from zero and raised $2 million in 90 days without having a momentum and a whole Rolodex of contacts, that's phenomenal. How did you do that? By the way, the story with the bank is not new. The banks, that's why they despise, dislike. It's funny. Nowadays, saying you're a banker is extremely unpopular.
Right.
If you're a politician, you want to eat them alive. They want to grill them. And if you are a borrower, you hate them too. And if a depositor with a bank, you don't like them either. They seem to be disliked for every direction. So their reliability at times desires better, and they could cut you a line of credit because of whatever reason, their own internal issues, or they don't like you, or some changes. So mom and pop money. Mom and pop money is certainly soft, good, easy. How do you go from zero to 2 million in 90 days? What do you do to spread the awareness and to attract people? And how do you bridge the gap of know, like, and trust? These are the terms that we like to use before people give you money. Most people need to know you, like you, and trust you before they're going to write you a check. How do you do it? How did you do it?
Exactly. So the first thing that I learned about the mom and pop money is that I needed to develop my own program that I was going to offer people. So I had like a 180 degree shift in my mind of, instead of when I was borrowing money from the bank made the rules and told me what the deal was. The bank told me the interest rate. The bank told me how often I made my payments and the loan to value and all that. So I developed my own program very quickly, learning from other people. So here's the so that's the first thing I had to do. Step number one is decide what I was going to offer to what I call my warm market, people that I have some kind of relationship with. And so here's my program that I put together 10 years ago, and I still offer it today to my private lenders. Now, since that time, I now have 48 mom and pops. I got 48 private lenders that fund our deals. You know, from we flip most of our houses. A number of them will sell on rent to own. So we may have the note out there for a year or 2 years. But anyway, we move the money from house to house. So here's my program in a nutshell that I started offering 10 years ago. I pay 8% in first position, 10% in second position. So first position is for purchases. Second position is for smaller amounts, $20,000, $30,000 for rehab money. And the maximum that I borrow is 75% of the total loan to value. So I can have more than one mom and pop private lender secured by the real estate. But when I add the mortgages together, say, let's say I've got an after repaired value of $200,000 on a house. I may have one private lender loan $100,000 for purchase. I may have another one loan $25,000 or $30,000. So the most I would borrow on a total loan to value that I'd borrow on a $200,000 after repaired value, of course, would be $150,000. So 8 to 10%. I pay either interest only or accrued interest only. And what I have discovered, Mike, with my mom and pop private lenders is it ends up being a win-win for everybody on the interest only. It's a win for the lender because they make more money instead of me paying them principal and interest and paying their principal down. They keep their full amount in play, make more money. Interest only payments to me, of course, is a little bit lower on cash flow for me.
Jay, let me jump in. Love your program. The program is exactly what you need for soft money. I mean, it is the 8% first lien loan is soft. If you started that number of years ago, the market rates for hard money at that point were higher. So 8% first lien was solid. And second lien at 10%, even today, it's incredibly cheap. So how do you bridge the trust? So there's no argument that your program is solid, especially if it's a bridge loan for 6 months, you pay them on back end, so much easier for you. How do you get them to participate without understanding, or how do you bridge the gap between how they know, like, and trust? Or these are warm leads. Now we're talking about people who already know you, they like you and they trust you. You're just offering them a way to park the money that's sitting otherwise in a bank and learning 1% interest, you're giving them 8%.
Exactly. So I have three answers to that question. One answer is, first of all, what I call positioning. Okay. So let me first talk about positioning, whether you're a brand new real estate investor and you've never done a deal, or you are a seasoned real estate investor and you've done deals or you've done a bunch of deals. So first of all is positioning. So what I did first, Mike, is I recorded a 16-minute audio.
Okay.
And this 16-minute audio, I titled it Stress-Free Investing. And so the purpose of this audio, and of course, since 2011, I've been teaching as well other real estate investors how to do this like I do it. In fact, I've recorded this audio over 1,000 times now since 2011 for my students. So this audio that I started with gives an overview of what private lending is, because with all 48 of my private lenders, none of them had ever heard of private money. None of them had ever heard of self-directed IRAs. So over half of my private lenders actually use their retirement funds. And so I had to teach them about the self-directed IRAs. So first of all, positioning. So finish that thought. I sent the audio out. I convert the audio to an MP3, so I email it. Now with texting, I have the audio and my students have the audio linked to a YouTube link. So we can actually text it out. So first, it's an educational process. In fact, when I meet somebody new and somebody asks me what I do, the answer to that question is I teach private lenders how to make a lot of money. They have no idea what I said. That gives me the opportunity to explain. But back to your question, I first just put the program out there. Here's what I learned the hard way at the very beginning. I don't bring my program and a deal to a private lender in the first conversation. Because if I do, I'm asking them to make too many decisions. First, I'm asking that potential private lender to understand and buy into the program. And if I'm bringing them a deal simultaneously, number one, I'm desperate because I'm bringing a program and a deal, right? And I'm asking them to buy into the program and do this deal. So first, what we do is we just focus on the program, my private lending program, my students' private lending program. Once they buy into that and they say, yes, go bring me a deal. When we bring the deal back, and this is all about positioning. I don't ask the private lender, the mom and pop private lender, here's the deal. Do you want to do the deal? That's stupid. I don't ask them if they want to do the deal. They already told me to go get a deal. So I'm bringing a deal that only qualifies and matches up to the program. So first of all, the program. Now, with the trust, the like, I know you, what is it that's going to make them feel good about doing business? First of all, and all my private lenders tell me this, they say, Jay, even though we had a relationship with you, what sealed the deal for us was giving them that mortgage, that deed of trust. Okay. You know, we can borrow unsecured funds from private lenders. You can borrow unsecured funds from self-directed IRAs once they move it over it. But I don't do it and I don't teach it. So giving them the mortgage, and once they understand that, you know what, if I don't pay you, the house does, and you actually make more money if you get the house and sell it. Now, of course, none of them want to deal with messing with real estate. That's why they want to do business with us. So here's the bottom line answer now in answer to your question. If you are a seasoned real estate investor, and I already was, I mean, I'd already been doing the business for 6 years when I was cut off from the bank. I had my track record. All right. So the people that I brought my program to already knew I had a track record of being a real estate investor. And they knew I'd been successful to it. All I had to do was lay the program out to them as to how they got high rates of return safely and securely. Now, how does a brand new real estate investor do this program? My suggestion is joint venture with a seasoned real estate investor if you want to bring mom and pop money to the table. Because the mom and pop people, they're going to want to do business with people that have already proven themselves as knowing what they're doing. And you say, well, who would joint venture with you? Well, once you learn how to raise mom and pop money like I do, and you can learn it very quickly, every real estate investor is looking for more funding. If you can come to a real estate investor that's already got the track record and say, look, I got a way to bring more funding to the deal. Let's joint venture on a few deals together. And so when you do that as a new real estate investor, you can leverage the credibility and the experience of another real estate investor and bring the private money to the table. I know that was a long answer, but I hope that gave an overview.
Jay, it was a great answer. So just to recap, I loved two of your points. One is the how you deliver the message. You're not complicating. You're doing a short video, and you are giving people an opportunity to learn first before selling them anything. And then that spikes the interest. Hopefully, if it doesn't spike the interest, it's okay.
Sure.
I certainly love the concept how you are softly introducing and recorded video in today's day and age is one of the best ways to deliver the message. First of all, they see you. It's visual. You could put on some slides. You could do a short presentation. You could talk through. That's what we do. You know, now we're using Zoom platform because a lot of these, it's the same concept. And then the second thing I do like is that you're focusing on giving them security. So this mortgage is pretty basic stuff. I mean, this is ABCs of investing. But if they're new and you're just trying to bridge their level of comfort, giving them a security instrument, it's something most people understand, the word mortgage. So that's you know, you are taking a brilliant, a complicated concept and you're making it very simple. So I appreciate your wisdom. You gave a very, very good answer. So there's no no argument. And the third point you delivered, that if you are whatever you're trying to do, if you don't have a lot of experience with that, even though you're bright and brilliant and capable, partnering with somebody, I support that concept all along. And this is, by the way, true not just for single family flips. It's true for multifamily, self-storage, commercial deals all the time. I speak with folks, even CG brothers, they have a ton of experience in single family flipping and they want to get into multifamily. And what's the question? Well, the question is you absolutely have to partner. Typically, there's three types of partners, probably more types, but you could have the money partners, the credit partners, the experience partners. So ideally, right. You find one person who could be all three, right? And this is true for anything. If you partner with somebody, you obviously have to spike the interest too. You got to deliver value to them greater than what they are contributing. And if they perceive the value, they want to partner with you because they have the upside. So I'm in agreement with you. That's a brilliant, brilliant way. But beyond your warm leads, just a quick, you know, couple of quick questions. So you certainly go to your warm leads. So what do? You text them, you email them, you talk to them, right? I'm assuming you send them a physical letter, or you pretty much in today's day and age, physical letter doesn't, you know, it's the old school. So how do you, the breaking through your warm leads is incredibly important because that's your foundation, you're starting, and then probably asking for referrals.
Yes.
And you don't have to do any cold marketing. How do you get the message out? Is it simply, by the way, I'm doing this, or is there a good soft pitch that you're not really pitching, you're just introducing them to something?
Yeah. One of my favorite ways to get the word out very, very quickly is by conducting and hosting a private lender luncheon. So one of the very first private lender luncheons that I hosted, I got $969,000 from that one luncheon pledged to me. And so what I did is I scheduled, I advise and I've done it. I have my private lender luncheons at the nicest place that I can afford. So we've got a really nice private club here on the beach called the Dunes Club. So I set the luncheon up and I don't farm out or source out making the invitations. So I make my list of people and here's who I invite to the private lender luncheons. I invite people that I believe if you really want to get the word out fast, I try to invite what I call the centers of influence of your area or your community. Okay. The people that's got that. So I'm not looking necessarily for private money from the individuals that are at the private lender luncheon, even though I got right at $1 million from that first private lender luncheon, but I'm looking for them to spread the word. Okay. So I invite them to the luncheon. It's already a preset menu. They're not ordering off the menu. And I've got an 18 to 20 minute PowerPoint presentation that goes over my private lending program. Like I was just talking about, like, you know, not only do the private lenders get a mortgage, but they're also named on the insurance policy as the mortgagee. So they're protected in case of a loss. So I go over the program. I ask them to spread the word. Another important thing about private lender. And so that first private lender luncheon, I had about 25 either potential private lenders or centers of influence at that luncheon that pledged me private money and also went out to spreading the word. And so I have credibility at that private luncheon as well. I have my accountant. I have my real estate attorney that does all my deals. I have my realtor that I do my business with. So I bring my team to the private lender luncheon that lends to the credibility as well. So I just go over the program. I've got a form. I've got a flyer that I hand out at the end of the presentation for them to just check. Would you like to meet with me one-on-one to get some more specific questions answered? And that's it.
This is great, man. I have to say that I've heard some good old fashioned way to do this. This is it. The good old way, wine them and dine them, liquor them up, make them happy. and then the money will come. I absolutely very much appreciate in a small town environment, there's nothing better. In New York City, though, I thought about doing them and I've done it. And the conversion rate on these things is pretty high. I can tell you that when I've done it and invited folks and rented a meeting room, I'm trying to remember, the Grand Hyatt in Manhattan. First of all, it's obscenely expensive over there. But I think I had, just to remember, years ago, 10, 11 people show up, like two or three, conversion rate 20-30% is easy. You can get a higher conversion rate. But
sure.
People do all walk away with interest, and a good percentage of them actually follow up and invest money. So
yeah.
I'm in agreement. and the idea is you're not intrusive, you're not pushing anything, you're just, it's educational. And educational works better than trying to sell them anything. People get very defensive instantly.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what I love about the approach is it's not a do or die meeting. It's not like you got to make a decision right now because I've got this deal on the table. And if we don't do this deal, we're going to lose this deal. And you got to get in now or you're going to miss out. No. Here's the program. You like the program. We'll do business. You don't like the program. It's all good.
Jay, love it. I appreciate it. We're running out of time. Would love to have you again as a guest. You're brilliant, man. This is just so good. How would people reach you? Just
sure.
Is there a good website? If they want to invest with you, they like your program in Morehead City, North Carolina, or just, you know, want to learn from your wisdom. What's the
best thing? I got a free online class that's on demand. It's ready there and waiting for your audience. They'd like to check it out. And it goes over the 5 steps that I use on how to get mom and pop money. So I'll be glad to give out that website if you'd like for me to, Mike.
Yes, exactly. Please give out the website because how people find you. Where do they go?
jayconner.com/moneywebinar.
That's perfect. So jayconner.com/moneywebinar.
Yeah, and I'm an ER. Most Conners are ORs, but I'm not an OR. Jay Conner.
I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, Jay. I enjoyed you on the podcast. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your wisdom. Looking forward to being a guest on your podcast. We'll talk about it. Let's book that appointment, and I got to run. I got the next meeting.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike Zlotnick. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.